Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Showtime.
7:14. We're going to take a full look at your forecast in just a little bit. Just know it's going to be hot and humid. So deal with that. Right now, though, let's take your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. This is kind of crazy, man. There's I don't like talking about TikTok, but there is a TikTok video going viral right now where a dad asks both of his kids what hand gestures they use to pretend when they're on the phone. And both of them held up their palm flat to the side of their head to mimic a smartphone.
Oh, really?
So he goes and asks his wife. Wife does the, you know, the pinky and thumb, like most of us do. But his kids now do the, you know, the hand. But it's like a flat hand. Now, before, I've done like a phone call where you almost like kind of cup your hand, like you're holding a phone. But I still think that's old style. And you like an old Nokia or like an old house phone. You know what I mean? I've done that to simulate a phone call, but I have not yet seen. So who knows? Maybe this is set up. It's hard to say. You never know on the internet. But I could see kids now having a different. I mean, it's not the same. It's not the same as
I always do just the 1940 version phone where you just take the thing off the actual receiver and you hold one up to your mouth and one up to your ear.
testing. Operator.
Hello.
You know?
Operator, send me to Cleveland, please. It's interesting. You know, I don't know when we'll start to see that shift with technology. You know, where certain things, like the floppy disk icon, for example, you know, to save stuff, we still use that. But when's the last time anybody actually used a floppy disk?
Never, ever. You know, it's like I don't know. There's a lot of icons like that that are old school that still, you know, it's just weird to think about, like, things that new generations have no idea about.
Well,
like the floppy disk, like the, you know, stuff that we went through in our generation, in our lives.
Well, even the pound sign. Pound sign now would be considered hashtag, I think, hashtag. For the younger generation there. So, but once that's, are we ever going to get rid of the save folder icon, you know, the little floppy disk? Because eventually, pretty soon here, if not already there, I mean, I remember using floppy disks even in high school, but that was in, you know, the early 2000s, but not a lot. Not a lot. I mean, is it going to turn into an icon of a USB a stick?
Save icon, yeah. Like a USB, or what would it be? I think people are just so used to it,
yeah,
just so accustomed to it, you know. But if you asked a kid, he'd be like, "I have no idea what that is. Yeah. It's a save icon. That's what it is.
I just know that's what I used to save it. I don't know what it is. It's yeah." So it's weird. So I don't know, man. But watching this made me go, "Oh my God, I'm getting old. This is crazy. This is crazy."
Things are happening, man. They got rid of cursive. That's not a thing anymore. Nobody's going to be able to read the Declaration of Independence here in a few years.
Yeah, well, 100 years from now, back. Well, we don't know what the Founding Fathers said because we can't read it.
Some kind of hieroglyphics or something.
I think about that, though, too. Even right, like so many times we see people convey messages with just a thumbs up. I mean, I send thumbs up all the time, which, by the way, if I send you a thumbs up, that means the conversation's over. We don't need to elaborate anymore. I sent you the okay. There you go.
Sounds
thumbs up.
Good.
That's it. Or if I have nothing else to contribute to it. But maybe, who knows, maybe in 100 years, all we do is talk in emojis. Who knows?
Yeah, that was brought up, too, on the show at one point.
Yeah.
You know,
today
I'm always wary about giving the thumbs up, by the way.
What?
I never know how people are going to take it because it's you know, sometimes people take it as like, oh, it's a sarcastic thumb. like, OK,
you can't sweet. Convey tone with a thumbs
you
up. You don't.
Like, I always want to follow it up with like, dude, I really mean like good job. Like thumbs up, dude. Nice.
I love that because they should change, like, they should make, like, different colors. Like, an angry thumbs up, like, a, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
good for
yeah,
you, buddy. You know?
There you go.
Yeah.
A red thumb, a blue thumb, a green thumb.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. then we know which one. Did you just get a thumbs up from Chris Harry? I bet.
I probably.
I just heard your phone go off in the background because he just sent me a thumbs up. All right, Chris. For God's sakes.
So, hey, send him a red thumb.
I'm gonna give him a red something. That's what he's getting. But yeah, so there you go. Technology is definitely changing in the way we look at
right.
it. Lastly, beer sales continue to be strong. Sales of Supremium beer, sub-premium. They should have put a little hyphen in there. Sub-premium. The cheap mm-hmm. stuff are up 11% over this time last year. Imports are up 15%, and craft beer sales are up 23%, which is surprising on the craft beer sales. Hard seltzer, though, up 247% over last year. 247%. I think in this day and age right now, what we're dealing with, I can see why people are still hitting the beer aisles and doing beer delivery and whatnot. Because, mm-hmm. you need that sweet nectar of the gods to get through all this crap we're going through. So,
You know what I'm still looking for? The perfect seltzer vodka combo. Because you gotta pump that seltzer up a little bit,
Here's what you do. You take yourself just your regular light, just kind of blonde pilsner, whatever it is, for example, say a Natty Light. We'll just go with that because I drink that a lot. You take that, you pour a shot into it, and then you do just a little squirt of like lemonade Mio or Great Value lemonade drink mix because I'm not paying the extra dollar for Mio, by the way. You got yourself like a nice boozed up shanty.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
It'll ruin your weekend, but hey, tastes damn good on a hot summer day.
It's like four of those, man, and because they taste good.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I think that's why alcohol kind of tastes bad right off the bat. There's no kid who drinks alcohol. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. No, it kind of tastes bad for a reason because, if it tasted so good, people would just be hammered all of the time.
How many times have you been at a party when someone's like, here, try this. Like it's let's say a 4th of July party. And then there's that bowl of adult punch and like, oh, and what do they say? This is dangerous. Oh, this is dangerous.
This is dangerous.
And us as adults should know better. When we drink something and our first reaction goes, oh, this is dangerous. Maybe don't play flip cup with it at the family barbecue and then end up insulting grandma because you're hammered drunk on Uncle Bob's special 4th of July punch. You know what I mean?
But Brock, it's the nectar of the gods, man. It's so good.
You got to try this every year. I make it. He makes it in a 55-gallon drum and just ruins family get-togethers. Damn it, Uncle Bob.
As you wake up on a hay bale in the barn, scratching your head in your boxers. What the hell? We've all been there.
Uncle Bob and his special 4th of July punch. All right. There you go. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock